Hi, I'm Kim Jay. I'm a visually impaired chef and a volunteer for RNIB. Christmas is coming and I absolutely love Christmas. I love all the cooking. I love getting my family together, squabbling over board games, fighting over who's going to get control of the remote control. So today I have a recipe that is perfect for Christmas. I'm always being asked, what can you make for Christmas Day for vegetarians and vegans? We all get lost with what recipe to do, and this is one of my favourites. I'm vegetarian, my son's vegan, and it goes perfectly for both of us. And it is vegetarian vegan phyllo pastries with broccoli and mushrooms. Very easy to make and well worth trying. I always make these in advance and I freeze them, so all the hard work is done before the day and I can just pull it out of the freezer and cook it from frozen. Now, the ingredients you're going to need is a packet of phyllo pastry. All supermarkets sell them. You're also going to need 120 grams of plant-based butter or vegan butter, vegetarian butter, whichever one is suitable for you. You're going to need 4 tablespoons of plain flour, approximately 200 grams of soya pieces, or you can use vegan corn pieces. You don't have to use them, but I always like to put protein into sort of all the dishes that I make, and you can just substitute them with other vegetables if you wish. You're going to need half a broccoli. Now, the broccoli is to be cut into small floret pieces, about sort of a centimetres in sort of diameter. You're also going to need approximately 150 grams of mushrooms and salt and pepper to taste, about 400 milliliters of milk. I always use soya milk, but you can use whichever milk you want. And I also use, just to make it that extra little bit special for Christmas, I use the plant-based double cream as well. Like I said, a really, really easy recipe to do. First thing I do is I get my broccoli and I put it into the microwave for at least 4 minutes. This will soften up the broccoli without the need for steaming it or boiling it until it's cooked. Once you've done that, leave the broccoli on one side to cool down. Now, in a medium-sized pan, you put in approximately 25 grams of the butter. And you allow that butter to melt. Now, once you've melted it, add in sliced mushrooms. So you slice all those mushrooms and add it in and just cook it very gently on a very gentle heat for about 4 minutes. Once you've done that, take the mushrooms out of the pan, but don't wash the pan because we're still going to use the flavors of the mushroom to flavor the roux that we're about to make. Now, into that same pan, which is now empty apart from some liquid at the bottom, you add in 50 grams of butter. Again, allow that butter to melt. Once it's melted, you add in your 4 tablespoons of plain flour and you start beating it until the butter and the flour combines and it comes together almost like a sticky kind of ball. Now, once that happens, you get your milk and you start putting your milk in a little bit at a time. Don't put it all in at once, a little bit at a time. So you put a little bit of milk in, the mixture will loosen, you beat it and you beat it and it'll come back together again. So you add some more milk again, beat it and it'll come together again. Once that mixture has got looser, swap the milk for your plant-based cream, if that's what you want to use. If you still want to just use your milk, that's fine. And you keep on sort of adding the liquid until you have a liquid that is like a batter. So it's a thick batter, thicker than custard, enough to sort of coat your vegetables. Now, once you've done that, add in 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, to whatever sort of taste levels that you like. And into that, you then put in your mushrooms, you put in your soya or your corn pieces, you put in your broccoli, and you mix it all together set aside and allow to cool. Now, on a clean surface, just sprinkle some flour on and you get your phyllo pastry. And very gently, and I always love this bit, yeah, find it so therapeutic. You just literally, you sort of separate one sheet of phyllo pastry and put it down on the floured surface. Now, with the remaining butter that you have left, put it into the microwave and melt it until it becomes liquid. Now, with a pastry brush, just paint the top of that phyllo pastry with the butter. You then separate another sheet of phyllo pastry and you place that on top of the buttered one. And again, with the melted butter, you paint the top and you do it again with a third layer of phyllo pastry. So creative. I love doing this. Once you've got your three sheets, you get some of your cooled broccoli and mushroom mixture and put it into the center of your phyllo rectangulars. And you need to leave about 3 centimeters on all the four sides. And once your mixture is in the center, fold over those 3 centimeters. So you're making a parcel using the melted butter as adhesive to stick the pieces together. Once that's done, turn it around so you've got the seam side down, place it onto a baking tray with baking parchment on it, into the oven at 180 degrees for approximately 25 minutes or until it's golden brown, or my method of sort of knowing when it's cooked. I just get a spoon and just tap the top and I can hear the crackle of the pastry and I know it's perfectly done. Pull it out and you can serve it with gravy, with any sauce you want, with salad, with fresh seasonal vegetables, and it is perfect. Now, I've made this so many times and I've made it when I've had vegetarians and meat eaters eating it on the same dinner party. And every single time the meat gets pushed to one side and everyone goes for these parcels. Well worth making. This is my recipe for the perfect vegetarian vegan Christmas dish. Well worth trying, and I know you're going to love it and enjoy Christmas and getting together with friends and family.